easily enough, and he had gone over the plan, studying every detail carefully. The entry team was Team F, plus A3, A4, and A5. Luger and Yakov provided the essential support and cover needed to ensure no casualties during Klinger's extraction and to protect the escape route. Team F waited outside the back. There was a thick brick wall separating the estates from public property. But well in the back of the estates, hidden by the trees, there was a back gate for the caretakers to use. The gate was securely fastened, but it was unguarded. Team A, report.
A1 looking sharp.
Oleg Luger reported from his position atop a large hill, a little inside of a mile from the scene. He was equipped with his Barrett 50 caliber sniper rifle, which was already set up on its bipod along with the silencer tightly screwed on. The specially designed silencer would not only quiet the sound, but eliminate the muzzle flash as well. This uniquely designed silencer would not even slow the bullet down, as at this distance, he could not afford to. The flash shield not only protected his location, but also prevented the sight disorientation that occurred when a Barrett's bright flash put blue spots in his eyes for a few seconds, preventing him from aiming again quickly.
Luger knew the Barrett had an effective range of 1 mile to 2,000 yards.
But what worried him was the angle trajectory. Shooting from atop a hill, he had to consider gravity along with the ballistics and other dynamics of his aiming. He would have to aim several feet above his target to ensure that the bullet was on course. Usually, the scope would take care of this if he set the range right, but that was yet another thing to worry about. He would rather have been down inside the estates like everyone else, but the rifle was simply far too heavy to shoot accurately from up in the trees surrounding the estate. He looked out at the mansion. The large structure looked to be made of brick, with the second story fairly covered with windows. Thick luxury curtains prevented any view inside of the mansion with the naked eye. Luger switched to the infrared view on the scope by twisting the knob on the left side of the rifle sight. He saw the heat patterns of several guards through the heavy curtains and concluded that four guards were in the corridor alone. He turned the scope adjustment knob to the night vision. Ambient green light filled the screen. Luger could not see any faces, but merely moving blobs, which was really all he needed to be effective. At his range, he was not going for headshots, only body kills. As long as his spotter, Yakov, performed his duty, there would be no problems. The Barrett rifle weighed 37 pounds alone, with the case an extra 10. With the heavy case in his hands, his arms had burned as he raced atop the long hill to reach the perfect shooting angle. In addition, he carried a second, just-in-case metal package that was also heavy. Garrett had instructed him to carry it, though Luger didn't think there'd be any need. Now he was ready, and he anxiously awaited the signal.
A2, red light.
Vladimir Yakov replied from a tree just outside of the back of the estates. He'd already put together his Heckler & Koch PSG 30 caliber rifle, but was not yet in position. Yakov climbed up the nearby tree and comfortably positioned himself among its branches. He placed one foot in the crevice formed by the tree's two main branches, then leaned on a branch that looked sturdy enough. He pulled out his pocket knife and cut through a couple of flimsy tree branches that blocked his view. He cursed his position in the treetop, but knew if Garrett had placed him here, there was no other option. He knew Luger was about a mile away and did not envy him. The HK PSG was a weapon Yakov was familiar with and enjoyed using. It was terribly expensive, but that really wasn't his problem. He enjoyed the rifle's sleek design, including its free-floating barrel, which allowed for greater accuracy because the barrel did not touch the stock. The rifle was unparalleled in performance and accuracy, and he needed this extra advantage to compensate for his toilsome position. Also on hand were infrared optic sights, along with night vision sights, so he'll be able to see inside and outside of the mansion. Even though he was in a tree, which was an extremely difficult position to shoot from, he needed to perform well if Team F was going to make a safe retrieval of the target. Yakov contemplated again about Luger's 1 mile range over his 1,100 foot range and realized Luger only had a 5-shot magazine for the Barrett, while he had a 20-shot clip for the PSG. It suddenly didn't seem so bad to be up in the tree, as long as he had his special silencer that would eliminate the muzzle flash. He looked through the sights and turned the knob to the night vision view and could clearly see the guards on the roof. He switched to infrared and looked inside the corridor. Even though the heavy curtains were down over the large glass windows, with the infrared, Yakov could easily make out the shapes of each and every guard and what they were doing.
A2, green light, Iceman,
Yakov reported after